Test 1, 2. Good evening. You are listening to, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me compose myself. I've been running around all day, and you're at safety. Pub Safety just let me into my room.
Thank you, Pub Safety.
Let me try that again. Good evening! You are listening to This Shit Is Delicious with your host, Walker Staples.
And Whitney Ebony Vampire Head.
This is Staples. The first show of 2011. We are delighted to be back. That noise in the background you are hearing is our first song. That is the sounds, the lovely sounds of the Mars Volta playing Roulette Dares live.
What the hell is that? Did you see that?
Yes. It's a beautiful video. It's on YouTube. In fucking joy. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah! Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to This Shit is Delicious on Yurt Radio, broadcasting live from the Yurt on Hampshire campus. That was the Mars Volta.
That was the Mars fucking Volta.
Blowing your mind.
Killing it.
Since the early 2000s.
And at the drive-in before that, which I think we may hear some of tonight.
Yeah, we'll be hearing some of them tonight. There's no way I'm not playing One Arm Scissor at least. Or 198D probably, actually. But that's later. Unless, I don't know.
What do you want? I don't know. I don't really have anything in mind for right now.
Okay.
I mean, I do have an announcement to anyone who
cares.
Who cares? That's exactly what I was going to say. I have finally completed my collection of the new Glassjaw vinyl singles. Each one of them, only 200 copies were made, with the exception of Stars, which only 88 of were made. And I have all five of them. Glassjaw records on analog, so a lot of the sound quality is preserved on vinyl as opposed to converting it to digital, so these sound fucking amazing. Unfortunately, for some reason, the Yurt staff have still not replaced the equipment needed in order to play them on the record players. So I can't play the vinyls for you, but the songs are available online, so I will be playing them later.
I think our live studio audience has something to say about that. We're very proud of you. Okay.
I feel so happy.
So up next is 198D by At the Drive-In off of the Veya EP.
Thank you.
for that to happen.
That was a bit of a jarring transition. That's okay, though.
There's a fantastic live version of that. I don't know why I didn't play it.
It's too bad.
Maybe we'll do quarantine later. So, Ed, do you have anything you want to play still?
I've been thinking. No, Sunny Days. I'm feeling Sunny Day.
All right, what are you thinking?
Maybe. I love In Circles.
Yeah, okay, that's
I love In Circles.
Okay, here's Sunny Day
In
Real Estate.
In Circles by Sunny Day Real Estate.
Of Diary.
God damn it.
After trying to put up, you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious.
On Yurt Radio.
Circle. Why can't I see?
Welcome back.
We're listening to Yurt Radio on a Hampshire College campus. And that was In Circles by Sunny Day Real Estate. And my friend, my good friend Avalon, who lives in Australia, they have much better festivals over there than
they
we do.
It's really annoying.
She got to see Sunny Day Real Estate, Glassjaw, Enter Shikari, Enclosure in Moscow in the same fucking show. And I want to kill her, but I love her dearly, and I miss her. And she said that seeing Sunny Day live was just a once-in-a-lifetime experience, nothing else like it. So, yeah.
Yeah. They really, there wouldn't be early Coheed and Cambria if it weren't for Sunny Day. So, hats off to them.
Yeah, I don't think there would be a lot of things. They were one of the... One of the formers.
Good shit. Yeah, that shit is delicious. that's why we made this radio show, for shit like that. Mm-hmm. Whitney, if you still don't have anything to play,
oh, go for it. I think I'll do the singles after that.
Okay, that sounds good. So this is a live recording of Me Without You playing in a sweater poorly knit. It is at some summer festival. And at one point, a guy in a bird costume shows up on stage and starts dancing. But yeah, they have like a harpist and shit. It's fantastic. So here you go. A sweater poorly knit, Sunny Day Real Estate. That's still, that's not me without you. This is Me Without You.
Boy, I sure had some real significant plan to say. That's how it goes, I guess.
An awkward, rigid laugh, and I'm carried helpless by one floating basket rafter. Flavor in my mind is back and forth between sweeter than any wine, as bitter as mustard greens, and as light and dark as honeydew and pumpernickel bread. The trap I set for you seems to caught my leg instead. Some other field and try and forget my name. We'll see what harvest yields, supposing I do the same. Planted rows of peas, it's the first week of July. I should have come up to my knees, but they were maybe ankle high. Take your fingers from your flute, weave your colored yarn, boil down the fruit, preserve the maize from star. Books are overdue, and the goats are underfed. The trap I set for you seems to caught my leg.
Oh,
That is indeed a harp.
Delicious on your radio.
Now you are.
Now you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious on your radio. So that was sort of my half an hour. And now Whitney's going to play you some music.
Yeah, I'm going to touch you up on Glassjaw here. And I'd like to start this off with a short article that pretty much sums up what Glassjaw's been doing the last few months and how fucking genius it is.
What's the anecdote about Glassjaw? About boys and girls?
Oh, yeah. Boys who listen to Glassjaw want to be cuddled. Girls who listen to Glassjaw want to be punched.
Having met a female Glassjaw fan on the Hampshire campus, is this true?
To an extent. Yeah, actually. You know what? In some way, yes.
All right.
It's a little difficult to explain. It has to do more with their older stuff. But anyway, so Glassjaw, the biggest DIY band in the world. They planned the release of the new EP, Our Color Green, for years, and the reclusive hardcore band showed all you need to do to take over the world is great ideas and better music. But how did they do it? On New Year's Day, Glassjaw released Our Color Green, the singles. That in itself is worth some attention, seeing as they last released new music back in 2002. Assholes. But the way they slip back into action proves they're still one of the most innovative and interesting bands on the planet. Via a perfectly judged campaign that had been planned months and quite possibly years in advance, they led their fans on a treasure hunt from Kent to New York and did it with an imagination creativity that is all too rare today. The world is clogged with new bands who claim the internet is the greatest tool they've ever had at their disposal for taking over the world. So why have none of them done it quite so cleverly as four old hardcore dudes from Long Island? In 2011, it's a weary truism that any band can write and release music. It takes a very special band, however, to write good music good enough to keep people interested after almost a decade of silence, and to release it in such a way that captures the attention of thousands of fans worldwide, to do all that without a manager, lawyer, press representative, record label, or marketing budget is practically unheard of.
Yes!
This whole scheme was dreamt up and enacted by the four of them. Glassjaw even packaged the 7 inches themselves. Granted, the fact guitarist Justin Beck owns Merch Direct, a company specializing in, well, band merch, means they've had a head start in terms of manufacturing infrastructure, but what makes the whole scheme so fascinating is how far away from a big marketing plan it all seemed. On the surface, January 1st release of the 5-track EP was the culmination of a mysterious release strategy whereby one strictly limited 7-inch of each track was put up unannounced for sale on Glassjaw.com each month, and promptly sold out in minutes. High-quality downloads were subsequently made available via the band's website before the songs were collected in one handy package and put on Amazon and iTunes on New Year's Day. The band rarely speak publicly, which pisses off practically an entire internet's worth of people who want explanations. 5 songs in 9 years, half of which have been knocking around in some form or another for well over a decade. Isn't that a kick in the teeth for all the fans who have been waiting for a follow-up to Worship and Tribute? Consider this. Glassjaw have never, ever released a bad song. True, they haven't released many songs at all, but the cast-iron quality of Our Color Green blows accusations of laziness completely out of the water. Could they have released these songs any earlier? Possibly, but if it took this long to create music this good, then fuck it, it was worth the wait.
Yeah!
I'm gonna skip a little section here which just goes into the details.
Why haven't you given me any of them yet? You're a bastard. You're such a bastard. Asshole. Such a bad
I'm gonna read you the special part. Okay. So let's see. On September 9th, the 7-inch of Jesus Glue was put up for sale online. Blah 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 blah. Let's see. Okay. As before, 2 weeks later, a video of Stars and a download of Farmer were put online before it had even become clear when shit was going down. No one expected the genius move the band pulled next. On November 11th, a flyer appeared from Mario's Pizzeria in Seaford, New York, offering the Glassjaw a 7-inch personal pizza for $11.11 at 1:11 p.m., alongside The Pie and the single of Stars, the first 88, because Glassjaw frontman Daryl Palumbo has a minor obsession with the number 8, Purchasers, received a special invitation to turn up that evening at the Merch Direct headquarters at 11:11 p.m. They were then relieved of all their possessions and given a video camera before the band played one take of another unreleased song, Black Nurse. The band then reclaimed the cameras in order to edit the footage together for another new, as yet unavailable video. So the basically, fuck? They had their fans shoot their music video for them. And that's the last part. Glassjaw's greatest achievement with this whole game was to make each event feel like an endgame in itself, with no real conclusion in sight. Even when they released Our Color Green, they immediately aired yet more new music. So what happens next is anyone's guess, even though the band doubtless have their timeline mapped out. And considering 4 of the 5 songs in Our Color Green had already been made available well in advance, the fact that they hit those chart positions so as to masterstroke was to build up buzz by sticking to their plan in order to drip-feed music to the most dedicated fans and then go large by releasing something significant and attention-grabbing date. In retrospect, this release wasn't so much planned as sculpted and should serve as a throwdown to every new band around who think Glassjaw have lost their edge. See you on February 2nd. I love that article.
They're a bunch of
absolutely
jerks.
Love it. That's awful. They are such assholes. They are such assholes.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. Yeah. Where's that other web?
I think you closed it.
Oh fuck. Okay. Yeah, I probably did close it.
Yep.
So yeah, this new collection of singles is called Our Color Green, the singles. Like I said before, I just got all 5 of them. And I hope they're all here on Groove Shark. I believe I've played maybe 1 or 2 of them before, but they sound really nice cohesively. No, not Glassjaw. Jaw. There we go.
What do you call a hippopotamus with a toothache?
A problem if he's anywhere near you?
Yeah, probably.
But what else?
I don't know.
Oh.
I couldn't think of anything fast enough.
Okay.
I mean, it would probably suck, though. It would be an angry hippopotamus.
Yeah,
and scary.
That'd really be a bummer.
Underwater. Let's play some music.
Okay. This song is called All Good Junkies Go to Heaven by Glassjaw. You're listening to Your Radio. We'll be right back. That was All Good Junkies Go to Heaven.
Well, fuck.
And this next song is called Jesus Glue.
Bad for four old hardcore dudes.
Yeah. So,
few anecdotes on those songs. Just want to tell you how he introduces them. First song's called All Good Junkies Go to Heaven. He introduces it by saying, when you've already been through hell on earth, there's only one place you can go when you die, and that's heaven. This song's about those people. And the second song's called Jesus Glow. And he's had many different introductions for this song. It's one of my favorites. It's fucking weird, but it's beautiful. And one of the simpler ones is, this song is about my God and your God, and they're not the fucking same. Let's put them back together. And it's called Jesus Glue. And then this next one is probably my least favorite of the singles, but it's really good. It's called Natural Born Farmer. This is Yurt Radio.
For the time before, and you wait for all of us to offer up to get down. She leaves impression where the vows are torn and fixes a match for on the heads of the previous times. She gets up. Fences up to keep the tension down. You'll pay repentance for the time before when you wait for
Natural Born Farmer, and Walker's way in the back of the room, chilling out on the windowsill.
They have really good acoustics back here.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I'll come back there in a minute. And before this next song plays, I have to give a special shout out to my wonderful parents, who, without their help, completing this collection would absolutely not have been possible. And this, Walker loves you too. This next song is called Stars. This is a reworked version of possibly their earliest song. They wrote this back in 1994. It was called Star Above My Bed. They made a later version around 99 that was called Star Under My Bed. It was a remix in 2001 called Star Buried in My Backyard. And then they brought it back from the dead. It's called Stars and is my favorite of these singles. It really shows off Daryl's vocals, his vocal style, despite the fact that it's really buried in the mix. Let me tell you something about this. They mixed this themselves. They did not have any help whatsoever on this. Totally DIY, which, I mean, the mix maybe isn't as good as it possibly could have been, but it's really fucking raw, and I love it. And a lot of the sacrifice in quality that you're hearing right now is due to the fact that it's digital copies. Honestly, the fucking vinyls sound so much better. I wish I could play them, but it's okay. And thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you. And this is Stars for your listening pleasure. You're listening to the Yurt Radio.
This shit is delicious.
This shit is delicious. That was my favorite song, Stars, just for the fact that it's completely raw and uninhibited, and it's really hard to listen to these without a fucking awesome bass, because
there's
the low end that Manny gets is
There's a lot of bass.
Yeah. That's one of the most incredible things about this new Glassjaw stuff is the fucking rhythm section. Manny and Darija are... Darija Lang.
Whoa.
That's the drummer. They used to be in Saves the Day, which is actually an excellent band. And but they left the band to work on Glassjaw. And Darija Lang, I think, is the most talented member of the group. Because they've actually taken a front seat in writing the songs now, as well as... Oh, man. And literally, like, about an eighth of his talent comes through on these singles. You have to see him play the drums to know what I'm talking about. He is a
You love them as much as I love Coheed.
I do. I do.
That's incredible.
Oh, man. And this last song is called You Think You're John Fucking Lennon. They released this as a demo back in 2006. Just leaked it over the website. This was really early advertisement for this fucking collection here. And this is probably the most polished as far as production work. I have a feeling with the others, they just wanted to let them out in the raw form. But this one, they really worked on. This should sound okay on these speakers and over the radio and stuff. But we're running out of time, so thank you and good night. This Shit is Delicious on Yurt Radio, Hampshire College campus. And I'm Whitney Schuster.
I'm Walker Staples.
And you think you're John fucking Lennon.
Wait, hang on. I just want to say that it snowed today. All right, we can go now.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
back. Thank you and good night.
Remind me to drink a lot of water.